Good evening and welcome to GBAP Live, our weekly radio program hosted here on www.radio1400.am. With us this afternoon is our guest, Minister Gloria Cummings, and our co-host, Lisa Anderson. So,
today we're going to talk about being a COVID survivor, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to hear from you about, you know, your lived experience surviving this virus. And as we know, since March, that over 200,000 persons we have lost to the epidemic in the United States, and alarmingly enough, that a large portion of those persons are in Black and Brown communities.
Yes.
We are excited that you are here. Mm-hmm. And we want to start out by asking how you feel. How are you feeling?
Oh, right now?
Great.
Right now, yeah.
How you feeling?
Like they say, truly wonderful.
Amen.
That's good.
So before we start, I do want to ask, I think it's just really important to ask, and although you are here already, I still need to ask you, are you comfortable? I want you to be comfortable mm-hmm. with sharing your experience. And so if you feel like I'm pushing or there's something that you just don't want to answer, well, I mm-hmm. understand.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in generic terms, can you start with sharing your experience?
Well, let's see, where can I start? Before I found out I had COVID, mm-hmm. I felt like, look, every year I have the allergies.
Okay.
So, my doctor was working on allergies.
Okay.
Giving me things for the allergies and stuff. But then, one day I went for my appointment, I had a temperature.
Okay.
So I was home, I would say at least close to 2 weeks before I realized there was something else going on.
Okay.
And then what happened was I had this cough. Now, I tell you, every year, every other year, Gene, you know, I have these allergies where I cough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but this cough was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So finally, one day, it was so bad that I couldn't catch my breath.
Okay.
You know, it's like trying to come out of yourself and trying to catch it, like you're suffocating.
Yeah.
So I told my husband, I said, you know, if I'm not feeling better in the morning, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay.
He says to me, no, you're going right now. You're getting out of here right now.
Yeah.
So what happened was they called the ambulance and everything. And I spent 8 days in the hospital with COVID. Okay. They didn't know, and I don't know if you know, they were talking about how COVID attacks the heart as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that was one of my issues, along with a blood clot.
Okay.
So those three things were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, but God was in it.
Mm.
You know, I can't tell you how much he was there. You know, I called on him several times.
Yes.
They wanted me to have this antibody. This plasma.
Yes.
I didn't know what that was going to do to me. You know, is it going to make me better or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so my family prayed, I prayed, and then we finally had that going. And the first thing I said, when they came in 3:00 in the morning to get it, because they had to get it from New York. It wasn't,
mm-hmm.
you had transport to New York. I said, Lord, you go down with this.
Mm.
And so, you know, when they hang this plasma, I said, you take it through. I laid there, and it took about half an hour.
Okay.
And it was done. I don't know if I'm following what you want me to say.
No.
You're helping us.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm going to tell you, the hard part of it all was to know that your life is valuable. Your life is very valuable.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we take it for granted and we don't think about one day to the next.
Yes.
But now I do. Mm. I think about one day to the next.
Amen.
When they came and told me there was no cure And they said that I had to, it depend on me. And, mm-hmm. And I said to her, and God. And mm-hmm. she said, yes. Mm-hmm. Then I knew then. And it's funny, I didn't panic. I didn't get nervous. Okay. I didn't get scared. I kind of like was thinking, what next?
Okay.
What do I have to do next?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? And
so it was very good that your attitude.
Yeah.
Had
it helps.
A lot to,
that
yes,
helps.
Right.
Helps,
right.
Yes,
your positive
mm-hmm.
attitude yes. towards getting better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
yeah.
had to get better.
Yeah.
You know, I had things to do, places to go, people to see.
All right now. That's it. When you first heard of when the pandemic first started mm-hmm. back in March, what were your thoughts even before any of this happened? What were you?
Well, my thoughts were that we have to get, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
I don't think back in March or a little before March, I don't think we really realized Mm-mm. it was going to spread like that.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I don't think we had that in mind until we started seeing mm-hmm. the numbers.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
yes.
on television.
Yes.
And sometimes you wonder how exaggerated it is.
Right. Mm.
But at the same time, we still had to pay attention to that.
Right.
You know,
right.
something was wrong. Something was going through our country, and it was killing people.
Yes.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yes.
So that makes people, you know, it does make you nervous.
Yeah.
And you do get a certain amount of fear from that, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
But at
yes.
the time, too, there mm-hmm. was a lot going on that we didn't know
right.
about this mm-hmm. this illness or mm-hmm. this virus. And so we started to take precautions. Everybody mm-hmm. was so cautious
yes.
of how am I going to put. Churches started to close down. Employers started to mm-hmm. shut their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we continued in that March period, because mm-hmm. it's what, 6 months?
Yeah.
Going into 7 months?
Yeah. Going into yeah.
7 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we continued into that fear, did mm-hmm. you ever mm-hmm. felt that mm-hmm. fear mm-hmm. Started to grip you
mm-hmm.
as to, I know you talk about the what's next,
mm-hmm.
but fear started to grip you of what if?
Well, the thing is, I didn't fear, that. I can't say that I did.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like fear anyway. Maybe I was too sick to feel to realize. But I think, because the relationship I have with God,
mm-hmm.
And all my life, no matter what happened, I always did call on Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that was automatic.
Yes.
And every time He would bring me through.
Yes.
This time, I didn't know what He was going to do. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay.
But I did have to call on Him.
Right.
Yes.
You know,
right.
He
yes.
was my strength during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So, in the natural, in the flesh, you know, we do get nervous,
mm-hmm.
but I realized when I stayed in the spirit and talked with Him,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that.
Okay.
You
mm-hmm.
know,
amen.
And that's just me. Everybody
yeah.
else,
yeah.
somebody else might have a different look on it, a
I
different
understand.
Take, but this is what I do,
yes.
you know.
So mm-hmm. I've read many articles that claim that people are left with conditions.
Mm-hmm.
After experiencing COVID that they didn't have prior
mm-hmm.
to COVID. Have mm-hmm. you experienced anything different?
Oh, yes.
Versus, yes?
Oh, yes.
Can
oh,
you
yes.
elaborate on that a little bit?
I had a cough before I realized I had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got home
mm-hmm.
and everything, the cough was terrible. I just couldn't get it together. It was so bad. And it's like a spasm.
Mm.
A spasm that you cough, you get it straightened out,
yeah.
and then you stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes back, and it's like something in the back of your throat comes down, like a post nasal drip.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
comes down, and then there's this tingling feeling in your thigh.
Mm.
You know, I had that during COVID,
mm-hmm.
and then afterwards it went away, and then all of a sudden it was back again.
Mm.
You know, and that was another thing that came back. But my pulmonologist
mm-hmm.
worked on that cough.
Okay.
And he gave me medication for it.
Okay.
And within a couple of days, it was gone.
Okay.
And he said that cough, the way I had it, was related to the COVID.
The wow. COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So how similar is the allergy from the flu to COVID? How did you, because I know you always yeah. had allergies.
Yeah.
And that drip. continue, you know, we could always associate that with allergies, right? So how similar are those?
I don't think it's similar.
Okay.
Because with allergies, usually you don't have a temp. Usually you don't have like, well, chills. If you have the flu, you can have chills. But there was some chills, feeling very cold. Then that cough, for me, it was a cough. Okay. That's what the cough is what I usually get with the allergies.
Okay.
But this cough, you cough long and hard.
Mm.
It's a whole different ball game. Yeah.
Okay.
So afterwards, I have to say this too. I don't know if you have your sister in your questions, but you're left with some kind of mental. I mean, you know, you weren't feeling that way mentally before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So now it's like you're reaching out when you shouldn't. You know, holding back when you should go. Yes. And this type of thing. And,
okay.
You're saying things that you didn't used to say.
Okay.
Because of nerves or anxiety or whatever.
Yes.
Right.
So your thought pattern is a little different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And I can associate just a little bit because there are times when, particularly when this first started, God forbid, if I remember one day leaving my office and walking home, and I only live like a couple of blocks over from my office, but I remember leaving out of the office and not having my mask on.
Ah.
And it was
frightening.
I felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
Because once we're conditioned to a thing, the anxiety was such, and it caught me off guard. I just didn't think that I would have felt that way, but I did.
Yeah. Right.
And so now, like you said, there's some anxiety that comes along with this as well. How do you feel now being around other people?
I go out. I go to the store, you know. But I keep my distance.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been back to church yet, but I'm thinking, you know, maybe next week or week after, I'll probably go back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's just that going back to work, you know, I work per diem. Okay. So I'm not there all the time.
Okay.
But my doctors cleared me and everybody, you know, you can go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, mentally, I feel like because of my age and everything that I need to still keep my distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least until it's better. Let's put it that way. Yeah. A lot better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
So like I said, I don't go out and do stuff and, you know, go to parties and I don't go to gatherings and I don't go to events and stuff like that, you know, but.
So I know you talked about the mental part of it and we kind of figured that, but how about your social support? I know you have a very close family.
Mm-hmm.
How about your social support? How did that help you along with the mentally?
Mm-hmm. I thank God for them.
Yeah.
You know, when you raise children, you'd be surprised what comes back at you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You tell them things and then, you know, now they're grown and everything. Yes. Now they're telling you stuff. You know?
Yes.
But they were awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
They were right there. And because, you know, when you're in the hospital, you can't see anybody.
Right.
So they hooked up the Google Duo, you know, and they were looking in my face every day, you know. And they watched me as I continued to get better. Mm-hmm. Every day they were right there in my face, you know.
Yes.
And, Ma, you sound better today than you did yesterday.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Oh, you sound really good today, you know. And they're going on like that. And, and it helps. Oh, my God, it helps.
Yes.
And my husband, you know, he was a good support as well.
Good.
You know.
Good.
He was good. I was worried that he might get it. But I told
him. But he didn't.
Told him he's too stubborn. I said all those shots he got before he went to Vietnam. I said that's what's holding him up today.
Okay.
But you know, another amazing thing though is that both of you in the house, same room, one had and one didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have any causation for that? Anything that you think, or is just his immune system?
I think it's his immune system because he was never one to get sick anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but he doesn't. Very seldom he had a cold. you know, and I've been married to him for 50 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen him down sick with anything like colds or whatever.
Yes.
As he got older, he started having some trouble with his hip or whatever, mm-hmm. or his knee, shoulder, that type of thing. But, he got his flu shot. I haven't got mine yet.
Well, they're impressing upon everybody now to take the flu shot because the flu season is coming. Mm-hmm. The flu season is coming up on us.
Yeah.
And so is the vaccine for COVID is coming up on us before election.
I heard. Yes.
Yeah, so they say.
Like the first of the year, something like that.
Dr. Fauci, they got into a great debate yesterday, him and Rand. And Rand was like, get over it. And Dr. Fauci was like, no, we're not going to get over it. And we're not going to. You know, and I think what's going to happen is that whatever vaccine they come up with, it's not going to be enough for everybody.
No,
it's not going to be enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll start with maybe the elite first.
Of course.
And then
if it's proven and tested by FDA.
And then later on next year, sometimes they will have enough for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But, we will see.
Mm-hmm.
We will see. So, are you concerned about being exposed again?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm concerned for myself, my family.
Yes.
Because we still have to go out.
Yes.
You know, we can't stay, you know, stuck in the house when you have important things to do.
Yes.
So I just make sure. I said, make sure you wear your mask. You know, make sure you wash your hands.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm very concerned about that.
Yes.
Because we just don't know. We just don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even Connecticut is, I wouldn't say it's pretty good because the virus is still here. Mm-hmm. But our numbers are down compared to other states,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that makes you feel a little bit better.
It
know?
Does.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Because last time we had our mental health practitioner here. She works at a hospital, mm-hmm, and what mm-hmm. she's seen that they have no hospitalizations.
Mm-hmm.
They do have people who have come with the with the virus, but no hospitalization, which is great.
Yes,
yes.
For us mm-hmm. living
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that we are doing, as long as you said, you know, we do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do so. Be socially
mm-hmm.
distant.
Mm-hmm.
Be, you know, wear our face coverings.
Yes. Oh, that's
you
right.
You know,
that's
wash
right.
our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do and stay healthy. Keep our immune system
exactly.
yes.
healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We should be aware and avoid gatherings.
Exactly.
In places like that, mm-hmm. then we should be pretty, stay pretty healthy.
Yes.
But
yes.
what I wanted to ask Lisa was. Yes. You know how that quarantine time with the 14 days mm-hmm. and the onset to 14 days, do you think that's a logical time for us to, for one who's infected with the virus to kind of, you know, find out and get better if you're not hospitalized, the 14 days?
Right. 14 days is good if you're tested after, I think. You know, you can go 14 days. The doctors are saying, well, okay, 14 days, 14 days. But I'm thinking, I said, well, how we know, like you say, how we know 14 days is enough?
Right.
Right.
So
right.
if they go 14 days and then get tested again, I believe that, you know, it could be something that, you know, that's
okay.
good. That's
yes.
good. Yeah. I was tested after.
Okay.
And I had to do 14 days.
After 14 days?
Yeah. And I was tested, and I had to do the 14 days after the hospital stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did 14 days after that, and then it was a week or two later I got tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it came back negative. So.
So when you left the hospital, was there still virus inside you, or were you still having symptoms, or were you clear of it?
Well, they told me I was good, but they said we want you to do 14 days.
You took the precaution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said I was good. Yeah.
Well, we are talking to Minister Gloria Cummings here on GBAP Live, and we are talking about recovery from COVID-19 and what that's like. And we are excited to hear her story as you continue to tell, as we continue to bring awareness on COVID-19, because as we know, it affects black and brown communities.
Right. Exactly. Right.
And so we want to bring the word out there to allow people to know that we can survive this.
Right.
You know, we can survive this. And so we'll be right back with more of GBAP Live.
Did you know you can reduce your risk of COVID-19 infection by staying at least 6 feet apart from others? Remember, facial covering is not a substitute for social distancing. So if someone is coughing or sneezing within 6 feet of your space, your risk for COVID-19 gets higher. Always cough or sneeze in your arm, avoid touching your face, and wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Dry with a clean towel. If hand washing is not available, clean hands with alcohol-based cleaner or wipes with a minimum of 60% alcohol concentration. For more info, please contact GBAP at 203-366-8255 or visit www.ct.gov/coronavirus.
Minister Gloria Cummings, and she shared her story of what her experience has been like being a COVID-19 survivor. And it's a privilege and an honor because we have, I think we knew more people that has passed from COVID than we really, when you really stop and think about it. There's been a few,
right?
You know,
right.
So to talk to a survivor, yes, Lord,
yes.
We want to celebrate you.
Yeah.
We want to
yeah.
celebrate you.
Yeah. Give
like
God
you
all
said.
The glory.
Yes,
all
yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for you, what's next?
What's next?
What's next? Because I believe that there are times when we experience things. Mm-hmm. For a reason, that out of this experience, out of what you have experienced, where do you think your story leads you next?
Well, my story, I believe, can help others. The question is, how did I get through it?
Yes.
You know, what happened when this happened to you?
Yes.
You know, someone can learn from my experiences, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in my lifetime, it's been several, you know.
Yes.
And this last one, it's like God's telling me, you better get out there and do what I say, you know.
Okay.
You know?
Got you know? Ministry to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can't hold back on that, you
right.
know. Because
yeah.
He's given me a lot, and a lot of people don't realize when you're a minister, and I guess you know too, there's a breaking that goes on.
Yes.
And you cannot tell anybody anything if you haven't experienced anything
My
yourself.
God.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right.
You know, how is it that, how can you understand someone
yes.
else?
Yes. Yes.
You know, how can you get that feeling
yes.
that person have
That's
had,
right.
unless you have gone through that
yes.
yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that he has a plan.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep my ear open and my
yes.
heart open. And
yes.
he's going to drop something in there, and I know.
All right.
Yes.
That's right.
I believe that.
That's right.
Yes.
You keep walking
yeah.
in your purpose, because
yeah.
I believe that
mm-hmm.
we all go through something.
That's right.
For somebody else.
That's it.
And I think you can share your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you go through is your message.
Yes.
To those who are out there or are afraid, because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
we've heard so many stories.
Yes.
People have not even left their homes,
mm.
yes.
you know, because depression sets in,
yes.
anxiety
yes.
sets in, fear sets
yes.
in. And sometimes we hear about the diagnosis will kill you before you actually go through the illness.
Okay, come on now.
You know,
yes.
and so we hear that, but to hear and to celebrate a survivor, and,
yes.
and Lisa's right,
yes.
we celebrate you
yes.
because of the courage, the faith.
Yes.
You know, and what brought you through to
mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm,
point
mm-hmm.
that you're here to tell the story.
Yes.
Jesus.
You know?
Yes.
You know? And so
yes.
we are excited that
yeah.
you are yeah. here.
Thank
yes.
you.
In the flesh.
Yes. I
yes.
thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. yeah.
Don't get me started.
I'm just saying. Don't get me started now. And again, there's just so many times. Sometimes we go through things and we don't get it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to keep repeating until you get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
But we just want to reiterate that COVID-19 is a real thing.
That's right.
It's still a thing.
That's right. It's real.
And we still need to continue to wear our masks.
That's right.
Social distance. Wash our hands with warm water for at least 20 seconds. And I think, too, if you think that you've been exposed, to go get tested.
Yeah, and it's free now. It's free.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just go to one of the sites and get tested.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I appreciate you being here. Oh, thank you so very much for coming and sharing your story.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
This is something I was going to say. Gene and I are old hat at this thing, you know. I used to sit where you sit.
Yes.
So, you know, I was happy to come when she asked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You know, you have a lot more work to do.
That good work.
And so God has saved you for such a time.
Yes.
As this. So
amen.
I look forward
amen.
To being a part of your message that you share. That you know you can survive. If you go through this, you can survive anything.
Anything.
You know,
yes.
Because when you trust God like you do.
Oh man.
Man. Yeah. You have a testimony.
He's real.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say this: God is real. Mm-hmm. Just like COVID is.
COVID is real.
All right now.
But God has more power.
Power.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have survivors.
That's right.
Yes.
You know?
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again for coming.
Yes.
This is a great opportunity, like Lisa said, just to sit with you. Just to sit with you and hear. So, again, thank you all for tuning in to GBAP Live. We're here every Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. right here on Radio 1400.am.
Did you know you can reduce your risk of COVID-19 infection by staying at least 6 feet apart from others? Remember, facial covering is not a substitute for social distancing. So if someone is coughing or sneezing within 6 feet of your space, your risk for COVID-19 gets higher. Always cough or sneeze in your arm, avoid touching your face, and wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Dry with a clean towel. If hand washing is not available, clean hands with alcohol-based cleaner or wipes with a minimum of 60% alcohol concentration. For more info, please contact GBAP at 203-366-8255 or visit www.ct.gov/coronavirus.